The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
Lisa Curry, we've spoken about her before. There was this really tragic case of her daughter's death. What's the latest on that?
So she's actually appeared on Channel 7's morning show just to sort of have a bit of a chat about, you know, I guess how she's coping with everything and her family. Obviously, there's been some really nice baby news with her other daughter. She just unfortunately broke down into tears talking about it. So it's obviously still incredibly raw and emotional for her. It's been just over a year. Kylie Gillies sort of said, you know, as she started to break down, was like, look, our heart is with you. We're really, you know, really sorry that this has happened and you're obviously still going through a hard time. And yeah, she just had to sort of spend a bit of time and regain composure and before she could talk about her daughter.
It's always sad when you see someone in the public spotlight like so openly express emotion. You don't often see it in a way as raw as that, but it's, you know, it's unimaginable what her family's gone through.
Yeah, and she's been very raw through the whole process. She hasn't tried really to hide anything, which I think is incredibly important because, you know, that's part of her message. You know, you just don't know what people are going through when you walk past them on the street. And for me, this, you know, it pretty much broke her and her husband. So,
And I think that's
very sad.
I think you're right. I think it's important for other people to see it, to be a bit more kind to those around them, and also for people going through it to know that it's okay not to be tough, that you can be vulnerable and ask for help.
You know, doesn't just go away.
Yeah, definitely. It sure doesn't. Kate Phillips from The West Online, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
me. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Speak to you then.